My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey folks, Dan Ferreo here with your real estate news for July 9th, 2025. So mortgage rates, they actually made a turn today. Last 2 days they were up and today they finally retracted and they're starting to go on their way back down. So is this going to be a trend that continues? Well, we have to actually look at some of the data that's coming out on Wall Street in regards to tariffs, the big beautiful tax bill and everything else like that. And we're going to focus in on that in a minute, but I do have some exciting news for those out there with maybe not so great credit or thin credit, or maybe if you're renting, how adding the rent to your credit scores might help. Well, I got some good news for you. It was just approved, I think, today or yesterday. Well, now the mortgage companies, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they will allow your Vantage score to be used. Now, what is your Vantage score? How does it benefit you? Who's it going to benefit? We're going to talk about that in a second. But the first thing I want to provide for you guys, I'm going to go over to the bond market right now. And I want you guys to understand with the big, beautiful tax bill, with tariffs and everything else, how all that data is truly affecting the bond markets and the whys behind it. So we're going to take it over to CNBC here in a second. They're going to interview a young lady that's a bond trader or a bond analyst, and we're going to get her opinion on how all this stuff is going to affect bonds and interest rates going forward. So let's go over to CNBC and have them take it away. And when we come back, I'm going to go over the new credit systems that mortgage providers are going to be able to use and how it's going to maybe help a lot of people out. Take it away, CNBC.
The Treasury yields the 10-year at 4.42% this morning, the 2-year at 3.9%. Joining us now, Priya Misra, the fixed income portfolio manager at J.P. Morgan Asset Management. Priya, great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
What are we seeing priced into treasuries right now? Have we seen the effects of the tax bill? Have we seen the assumption that the Fed is going to cut rates? So, I mean, what are we looking at?
I love that question because there's so many cross currents with interest rates. So to answer your question, I think the fiscal side, yes, we've known about the One Big Beautiful Bill for a while. I would say it's largely priced in. We also know that we're getting tariff revenues. And the total cost, you know, the total amount that that we can get from the tariff revenues, the CBO has projected $2.8 trillion versus the One Big Beautiful Bill cost of about $3.2 trillion. Mm-hmm. So actually, they almost kind of offset each other. You look at the yield curve has steepened. So the market is pricing in that we have an unsustainable deficit trajectory. The deficit is a lot. And so I think that curve has steepened. We're pricing in fiscal. On tariff, I think the market has a little bit of tariff headline fatigue. And I think if you look at the underlying economy, the economy is slowing, but we're in subtrend. We're not talking about recession. A lot of those tail risks have been taken off. Inflation, the big concern around tariffs was this is a stagflationary shock. Inflation's actually come in weaker the last few months. So I think that's why that front end of the curve is still pricing in Fed rate cuts. Mm-hmm. It is pricing in a soft landing. We're only talking about 100 basis points, 120 basis points of cuts, which is the market saying, look, inflation may be a one-time price shock because of tariffs. The economy is slowing. The Fed's going to do those good news rate cuts. And I think that's how you can square where the treasury market is versus where sort of risk assets are.
In terms of...
So a fantastic analogy. And I've been saying this, but a lot of people come back and say, well, the tariff revenue that we're getting is actually being paid by the U.S. citizens. So it's really not, you know, it is inflationary and so forth. But no matter who it's paid for, I hate to say it, that's probably not the right wording to say, but if we're going to get $2.8 trillion in revenue from tariffs and we're going to have a $3 trillion deficit, it kind of offsets somewhat. And that's what she was trying to explain. So let's continue to see what she has to say about the rest of the bond market. And the reason why we watch this, folks, is mortgage rates are actually tied to a bond that we're going to go over here in a second. So I want you to understand how the bond market works. Thus, you'll make it a little easier to understand how mortgage rates work. So let's get back to it.
A one-time price increase, a price hit on tariffs. Is there an assumption that tariffs will be removed, or are we assuming that there's going to be some base level of tariffs permanently, and that is priced in?
I think the market is pricing in some base level. Mm-hmm. What that level is the an open question. I think 10% on the world and maybe 30% on China or transshipment, I think that might be baked in to the one-time price shock. I think the U.S. is still a service economy. 75% of the consumption basket is services. So we're looking at service inflation, whether it's housing, ex-housing services, that's actually coming down closer to the Fed target. On the good side, if you pay that one-time 10% and then where in the value chain is that absorbed? We do think corporate margins is going to absorb some of it. Mm-hmm. The consumer is not strong enough for companies to pass on the entire price increase. So there's some element of that. And then if it's not that tariffs will get removed, I do hope tariff uncertainty reduces. I mean, I think we're hearing a lot of the sectoral tariffs. So that's my risk factor for that one-time shock. What if you get the one-time shock because of the 10% baseline, right, and then you get the sectoral tariffs, and so you get a few humps along the way or bumps along the way in inflation. I think that is the risk scenario. That's what the Fed is contending with, which is why they seem to be in this wait and see. So I think that's still a risk factor. But yeah, I think some baseline tariffs is in the market.
And the copper, the 50% tariff on copper potentially seems like that could be a big hump because it feeds into so many industries. And that is much greater than what the markets have been pricing in terms of a tariff.
Right. I was a little surprised that the market yesterday took that 50% or the 200%. Exactly. Risk assets took it well. I think even treasuries took it well. I think there's a hope there that this is a negotiating deal, you know, tactic by the president. It's a maximalist. Let's escalate to de-escalate. I don't think 50%, especially downstream, because when you get the input cost going up that much, and we saw it with steel and aluminum in 2017-18, you know, I think the market is assuming that that's where we start, but this we're going to end up at a much lower level.
I think that's what the markets in general are saying at this point. They're like, okay, Trump threw in all this stuff and it was a shock and awe in the markets. And now most of those tariffs have been dramatically reduced. So I think it was kind of a shock and awe pushed out there. And now as the data comes in, the markets are going to stabilize from there. Where they're going to come in at, folks, I don't know. They don't know. Wall Street doesn't know. We're basically dependent on tweets and emails and updates from the Washington on all this data. So stay tuned on where rates are going to go from here. But I do have some exciting news for you guys. So that's basically on the rate front. They're saying a lot of the numbers have been baked in, and a lot of the tariff revenue is going to offset some of the deficits that we have. So if you're a proponent of that, good. If you're not, that's what she's saying. Okay, so I'm just here to provide you the information. So now let's get over to this piece of the new credit scoring model for mortgages could help many more people. And I broke it down here, and I'm not going to go through this article here. I want to bring it over to you right through here. So here's what's happening. FICO, which is created by the agencies, the credit agencies, it's been a credit model used in the mortgage industry for decades, as long as I've been in the business. And the cost on this stuff has just dramatically increased. It used to be like $20 for a credit report. Now it's maybe like $150. That's how much the costs have gone up. And we didn't really get much more data from these systems. The costs keep going up. So they've been fighting with the system for a long time to say, well, why don't we use some other mortgage or credit scoring models? So there is a model out there that's called Vantage 4.0. And I did a video probably about 10 or 15 years ago explaining what the Vantage score is versus the FICO score. And now they're implementing the allowance of the FICO or Vantage 4.0. So let me give you the benefits or who might win with this, because there's really not anybody that should lose with this. So let's go through the details. Enhanced borrower access, alternative data inclusion. Vantage 4 factors in rent, utilities, and telecom payments, helping those out with, you know, maybe renters. If you have thin credit, meaning not a lot of credit, this can help a lot of people. All right. Scoring thin files. That's exactly what I said. What we call a thin file is when you only have a couple creditors. Okay. That's a thin file. It can issue scores with just 1 month of history or one account over 2 years, unlike FICO, which typically takes 6 months. And I'll vow for that. Unlocking more applicants. This is saying 33 million people might now be eligible for better programs, maybe lower rates because of this. Okay. And the reason being is right down through here, higher average scores. Urban institution data indicates this FICO score should be about 14 points higher. So you know how we go through every day, how your credit scores play a big role in your interest rate. So this credit scoring increase is only going to help with rates as well. So it's going to qualify more people and give you lower rates because you might have a higher credit score. It says similar predictive accuracy. Studies, both models effectively rank borrowers by risk, though Vantage scores may offer better insight at lower score range. So this is going to help people. If you have a high credit score and you don't have really anything to worry and you have multiple accounts, don't worry about it. But this is going to tremendously help consumers out there. Now, on the cost side of things, here's where that comes into play. Lower licensing fee. FHFA, that's the basic government bodies on mortgages, move introduced competition into the market where FICO has leveraged high prices. Vantage scores likely will bring prices down. Market pressures on FICO with alternatives not endorsed. FICO provides pricing power may soften because now they have competition. So that's what's rolled out right now. No major effects there, but for borrowers, more people, especially with thin files, renters, rural, minorities, can gain access to more programs because this is going to help your credit scores. For lenders, it's going to make us a little more comfortable with things because now it's going to add in a lot more details for us to review. And for the market, it really shouldn't be that much of a difference there, but it is going to help more people get more approvals at lower rates. So that's what this system really shows through there. Now, if we go over to the markets, general markets right now, the indices across the board were up 0.5% to 1%, so that's a good move, or at least a reversal from where we've been. The VIX is down to 15. What this tells us is the anxiety level on Wall Street. Right now, Wall Street, for some reason, is looking like it's cool as a cucumber. So that's what's happening through there. Let's see what oil prices are doing. We want this at 65 or lower. It's down 4 cents, not where we want it to go, but there is good news on the cryptocurrency side. Crypto Bitcoin just hit an all-time high. So we're going to focus in on that tomorrow on Stock Talk when we talk about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, stocks, bonds, and other investments. So that's what you're seeing across the board. When it comes to the bond market and interest rates today, we had MBSs spiking up 25 ticks. So that means mortgage rates are going to come down. So what people need to understand is when you're looking at this bond market, you have to focus in on the mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. It says right up there, MBS. That is a mortgage bond trading on Wall Street. Well, the yield on this bond is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So as the price goes up, this is what you have to understand with this. As the price of this bond goes up, mortgage rates are coming down. If you can see all through these bubbles up through here, all these bubbles are lenders that we use that cut rates today. So this is how I kind of keep a bead on what interest rates are doing and what our lenders are doing in the background. So this is how we can kind of maneuver and let you know what's going on. And even midday, folks, interest rates do get cut. So that's what you're seeing across the board through there. Now, tomorrow we will get one piece of data that's probably going to play a role in things if it doesn't come in on point. We have initial jobless claims coming in tomorrow at 8:30, right before the opening bell. So I'm going to show you how that comes in and the market reactions to this tomorrow. Here's what I'll say. If initial jobless claims take a spike up higher than what's expected, you're going to see the revisions on rate cuts coming in higher and higher and higher. So that's what you're going to see there. If it comes in on point, we're just going to be dependent on how the tariffs go from here. So there's a lot of moving parts at this point. Just like the young lady said, we're just going to have to stay on our toes to make sure we're ready if and when those rates hit exactly where you want them to go. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, and I'd love to win your business. I've been in the business for over 35 years. Use my experience and my knowledge to help you guys if you're looking to buy or refinance. We have a slogan here where I work. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do it? I actually did a video live event today. If you want to check that out, it is right up through here. But how do we do it is just this. I work at a federal bank. That means I'm licensed through all the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. But we're also a large mortgage brokerage because we're set up with 33 other lenders to be able to offer you their programs and their rates and programs like this that we don't have here at the bank. We have programs now up to $7,000 for down payment assistance and many other programs for you guys out there. We have bank statement loans, reverse mortgages, DSCR programs for those investors out there. So we offer a wider range of products. And how do you get involved or reach out to us to find out if we can help you? and go to therateupdate.com. There's a whole bunch of functions up here. There's all of our information up through here where you can reach out to us. But we do have a couple captions through here. If you're looking to refinance and you just keep missing that rate because it goes down and then you don't lock in and the rates go back up. If you keep missing that, go to the refinance tool right through here that we have. What I want you to do is put in your mortgage information now and what rate do you need to refinance? And as soon as that rate hits that, we'll be getting you on the phone, getting the paperwork started, and getting you locked in. But let's say, for example, you're locked in now or you're getting a quote from another bank and you're like, Dan, how can you review this for me to see if I'm getting the best deal out there? Maybe you can get me a lower rate, lower fees. A lot of times we can do both. But here's what I need you to do on that. Go to the loan estimate tab right through here. Click that. You're going to give me this information and upload your loan estimate. I'll do a personalized video for you to show you what your rate would be, what your fees would be, and if you're saving money on the rates, the fees, and all the above. So that's our report for today, folks. I hope you join me tomorrow to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. But if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to hear from you so we can help you out. Otherwise, have a great evening, folks. Be safe out there. God bless, and I'll see you tomorrow morning when the bell opens back up. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.